Eileen, I have a question for you.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Guessing,
you do?
I'm guessing
probably you are going to tell me the question, aren't you?
I am, but I'm going to give you a hint. It's a question I've already asked you, and we've already had this conversation.
Like, what time shall we meet for our phone conversation?
No, this is a conversation that we recorded.
Have I looked at your new website?
That one. Yeah. This was more, but that would be a good conversation to have. No, this is about group work. We did have a conversation, and it was a good one, but the audio quality was not very good.
Oh.
So we're going to do it over again. And I can start by just asking, I certainly have things to say, of course, and I'm sure you do, but the whole question of teaching the Alexander technique, either you could call it in a group situation or perhaps even teaching a group, what do you think about that? Is it useful? Is it good? Is it the wave of the future? Is it debasing the technique? Where do you fall in that spectrum?
I think it's very good. I think private lessons are great too. And there are a couple of things that group work lends itself to that are aspects of the technique that take a while for people to learn, which is to not go by their, and it's not that they necessarily learn this really well in group settings, but to not judge by their sensory, to not judge what they're doing by their sensory feedback. And when you have a group and everyone else is watching, they can give feedback.
Exactly.
And learn to give feedback, accurate feedback on what they see. And often somebody says, oh, I feel like I'm leaning way forward. And someone say, no, you've actually just changed to being really upright. And so it helps that along very well. And it teaches people to see movement. And I think whether we like it or not, we're seeing movement all the time because we're seeing people and we imitate. And there have been some studies naming a particular neuron. And
mirror neurons.
In
yeah.
Our brain
that mirror neurons.
Prepare to move as somebody's moving just by seeing them. Yeah. We fire the same muscle pattern, but we don't actually fire it into movement. So how someone else moves really does affect us. And so it's good to be able to see it and to be able to see someone change and improve, because then you can just look at anyone and think, I wonder, I bet that this is what they'd look like if they changed and improved. And so you don't see them as their habits. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good function of groups. And there are things that groups don't supply that private lessons do. So I think it's great for both. And it depends on the situation. If you're somewhere where you don't have a lot of time, you have a large group of people to work with, I think, groups are great. And they're great introductory things. And,
I think group work, I think overall there's in general, a growing acceptance of it in the Alexander world. If you go back to the late 70s, early 80s when I was in England, it was highly controversial. I can remember a stat meeting, everyone could attend, and there were these impassioned speeches.
And just to explain to people, STAT doesn't mean immediate meeting. It's the name of the Society of Teachers. It's the acronym for the Society of Teachers of the Alexander Technique, the British Teachers Association.
And the granddaddy of all the associations, I guess you could say, right?
Of all the associations of Alexander
teachers. Yeah.
I don't think it's anything to the... the longshoremen's
right.
Yeah, and the AFL-CIO didn't start out with that.
Right. And so, there were some very angry people, and I got some insights that not all Alexander teachers are calm and serene under pressure. It was quite an interesting session. But I think now groups are more and more accepted, and I think people have just learned how to do them. Of course, for us, I assume for you as well as me,
absolutely.
Marjorie Barstow
had so much training
a huge influence on us. And she was a master and master innovator of group work, kind of the Stradivarius of group work, wouldn't you say? I mean, she was just amazing. And in fact, if you want to check it, check out what she was about. There are now quite a few videos of her on YouTube. And I have had students tell me, without me prompting, I guess now I'm prompting on this interview, but if you watch some of those, you might notice some changes in yourself and how you move. For sure, when Marge was very old and she had round-the-clock home health aides there, and she was still teaching, one of them said to me once after a session with Marge, she said, does it make sense that I would feel lighter and easier? And she was just sitting in a chair watching. She didn't really know anything about the Alexander technique. So if you want to check out Marge's teachings.
Now, you're talking about someone that was in the room with Marge?
Yeah, that was someone who was in the room. But I've had students who've watched the videos on YouTube. There are a lot of little clips of her. And you will get, I think you'll get some very interesting insights into some ways that the technique can be taught in groups. And I think as a student of the technique or someone who's interested in it, you might get some pretty interesting insights into the whole Alexander teaching process. So I guess do you have anything more pressing on this topic you want to say? I want to keep this interview fairly short.
Nope.
I'll just end by something I mentioned in the original interview, which we're going to erase. A lot of Alexander teachers are shocked to learn that the very first example of Alexander group teaching occurred in 1896 in Melbourne, Australia. The teacher being F. Matthias Alexander himself. And there is reference to it in articles and letters. We'll put information on that. And he records it in his biography, his autobiography, or his incomplete autobiography. And he basically says the person asked, someone called him and asked him if he could teach a group of students. And he told this person he'd never done that before, but he was willing to try. And then he did it. And then at the end, it was like 19 students. And at the end, he said, and I was very satisfied and happy with the results. That's kind of all he says about it. But what's fascinating is his reaction to the request. That is, I've never tried this before, but I'm willing to do it. Almost exactly parallels the way Marge Barstow got into group teaching. That is, someone called her from, I think it was Southern Methodist University, or some college in Texas.
A wonderful cellist, and also later on after working with Marge, he was a student of mine for years, and still is a wonderful cellist. A fellow named Peter Farrell was a music professor at, I don't know if it was a university in Illinois, and I think it was Illinois or Indiana, I'm not sure. And he wanted to learn about the Alexander technique. He had a sabbatical, and so he wrote to England, to Patrick MacDonald in England, who was then teaching at 16 Ashley Place, which was the place Alexander had been teaching at. And he asked about a teacher in the United States that he could use a sabbatical to study with. And Patrick said, well, there really aren't any good teachers in the United States, even though there were a few, actually, really, I think, of very good teachers, especially Marge, who was really later on considered just one of the top in the world. And to my mind, really the top in the world, of course, but she was really a great teacher, and yet he said, oh, no, I don't think you should come to England. But anyway, somehow he did look up Marge, and Marge, I have a letter somewhere, he gave me a copy of it. Marge sent him this letter saying something like she'd charge him $5 a lesson, and so he came to Lincoln, Nebraska, and he had lessons with Marge, and he had mentioned he had a very good cellist, an extremely good cello student whose use was really bad, but boy, if his use could change.
Oh, this is Bill Conable, right?
It was Bill Conable, yeah, yes. Right. And he wanted Marge to, later on when he was after his sabbatical, wanted Marge to come up and teach his class there. And Marge had never taught a group class, but just thought, well, these are people I'm not going to see for a very long time. I've got to give them a good impression of what to do. And she figured out what to do.
And when she, in her, little piece that she wrote. She didn't really write very much, but she says, basically, I got this invitation. I thought I would give it a gambling chance, and the rest is history, because once that happened, enough people got interested in her work that she became, people flocked to Lincoln from all over the world. So anyway, let's end this conversation, because we're getting a little too specialized here. I mean, this will be of interest to Alexander teachers, but maybe not to the general public. What do you think?
Yes, I think
gotten a little technical. So let's end it here, and okay. we can move on to something else.